Miles and Danny for breakfast.
New tuna pasta salads by John West. In supermarkets now.
The new Hit 107.
She did it. She came. Miley Cyrus was at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre last night. 131060, if you were there, would love to hear your thoughts. I was gobsmacked. I thought she was fantastic.
You enjoyed the performance?
Well, I feel like she kind of got on stage and she kept all of her promises. I was stunned. I was entertained. I was questioning. I had colour everywhere. There was a lot of swearing.
Well, that's what I thought. There was a lot of swearing, wasn't there? And it was like when a little kid learns a swear word and they're like, oh, look, I'm obviously saying something naughty. I'll just keep saying the F word over and over.
Yeah, but it was, I don't know, it was impactful. Like, I kind of found myself looking around going, did you guys just hear her say the...
Yeah.
She said it again. She keeps saying it. I was like...
She gave you enough opportunities, Dan.
Do you reckon her mum is backstage in her concerts with her? Is she doing all of these on her own?
What, hiding in the giant tongue?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
But you know what? The main thought that I had in my head, I was like, you know, a lot of people have been bagging her out, saying that she's too crazy, that she's lost it, she doesn't know who she is. But if you watch the concert, she comes out of a huge tongue.
Which is a great sentence, by the way.
Which is so, it was just so well put together that, there's brains behind that. She wasn't just getting on stage and just making it up as she went along.
Oh, no. Look, it was like a weird psychedelic dream, wasn't it? I thought it was like being trapped inside a vodka cruiser. It was just very teenage girl in 15.
And why would you want that? I reckon that's great. Why not live life inside a vodka cruiser? She was fantastic.
Dan, she can sing though, can't she?
She's good. She's very, very good. What about the bit where she was doing this song? It was like a really brokenhearted song about a guy that cheated on her and she almost turned into a black woman. Like, she was like, yeah!
Crumping everywhere. She was a good performance. I just wish she would sing more and show she's got some great skills rather than, you know, hump a giant dog on the stage.
Interestingly enough, though, she was humping a lot. She was humping a lot of things. She was pretty much humping everything on that stage. And we were all like, oh, okay. The minute she spat on the stage, we were all like, oh, did that just happen?
Yeah, she did, didn't she? She goes, y'all are so hot. And then she drank some water and spat on everyone. And everyone's like, yes, best day of my life. So 131060, I want to know, were you there? What did you think? Did you get spat on, maybe?
And the queen of twerking, Miley Cyrus, was at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre last night twerking her little tush off. Can you call it a tush?
I think so. I think that's a polite way of putting it, actually.
On 131060, we're asking, were you there? What did you think of it? I personally was in love with it. You thought it was a little bit on the tacky swearing side. Who have we got on the line? Amber. Morning, Amber. How are you going?
Morning, mate.
Morning. How are you?
Good. So, Amber, you were there last night. What did you think?
I was there last night and I reckon she rocked it. She was probably one of the best entertaining people I've seen in concert.
Really? And so clearly it was everything that you expected. Was this the first time you'd seen her live?
This is the first time I've seen her live, yeah.
And were you in the pit? Did you get spat on or anything like that?
We did get spat on last night. It was pretty full on, but it was all worth it because you couldn't expect anything less from Miley, to be honest.
And what about when she was making everyone kiss each other? Did you kiss anyone?
What, sorry?
When she was making everyone kiss each other, did you kiss anyone?
I can't hear you.
You remember when the kiss cam went on and she made all the girls kiss each other? Did you score a pash?
No, I didn't. No.
That's good.
One, you enjoyed it.
That's good. I was a bit worried. I was watching that on the TV and I thought to myself, imagine if you're standing next to your brother or your sister and she's like, kiss.
Imagine if we were standing next to each other. Jeez.
What was the worst thing that you've ordered online? I'm fairly new and I know that it's been happening for ages, but I'm fairly new to the whole online shopping.
I know. You're a bit of a nana with the online shopping.
I know. It's a bit embarrassing, but I've just never got into it because I thought I'd become addicted.
Out with it. What did you buy?
I went on to ASOS. Love ASOS.
Oh, ASOS. Already, when it's ASOS, look, the headline is always sort of shite. You've got to know this about ASOS.
No, don't. ASOS
never
ASOS
works
is good.
Out.
ASOS is good. I think the problem lies with me. And I saw this little denim dress and I was like, God damn, I'm going to look hot in that dress. I was like, that is so cute. It was just like this really like summery feminine dress. It was really cheap. I was like, yep, let's do this. Let's order it.
How could this go wrong?
Yep. And unfortunately, I didn't pay for the fast delivery. So 2.5 weeks later, I get my dress. I ordered myself a denim muumuu that's tight around the neck.
But a muumuu is meant to be designed for comfort. No one wants a denim. That's like having a denim bed cover.
Yeah. It looked feral. That's the word. That's the only word that I can use. Picture this, right?
I don't want to picture it.
Picture my dark hair and then just a denim balloon. And that is what I look
like. Have you been
in
doing this
moment,
though? Because when you make an online shopping disaster, you've got to keep wearing it. You can't admit that you lost. So you probably have to start wearing it to events and stuff like that.
No. Why would you say that?
Because you proudly wear mistakes.
No. Do you know, if I start going out in the streets of Adelaide in that dress, that's going to be a representation on you as well, my friend. Because we're a team. We're a duo. I don't think you want to push me to do this. It was horrible. It was disgusting.
Well, I took up a sponsorship with ASOS, and you can wear it around. ASOS written on your bum. I made a disaster. I'm wearing it.
Okay. It's not going to happen. 131060, what was the worst thing you ordered online? I'm hoping
vacuum cleaner
worse
for me. Don't even own a house. Last night we were at a concert, Danny, and...
Hang on. It wasn't just any concert. It was Miley Cyrus at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre. It was huge.
Now, I get irritated a lot when I go to concerts.
Yeah.
And I get irritated at myself more than anything as well.
Do you go a lot to concerts?
I love going to concerts, but there's some stuff
I love
really,
getting irritated.
really pees me off with people, right?
Yeah.
First of all, and I do it myself, why is anyone recording the concert on their phone? Like, I get you take a photo and you check in. Oh, look, I'm living a better life than you or whatever. But... when people record, you know, when people just sit there the whole show, this girl next to me just recorded the entire concert as though she was broadcasting it for YouTube.
Like, well, she's a fan and she loved, you know, I've never done it, but if I really, really loved an artist, I would film them and then go home and watch them as I fell asleep at night.
No, you wouldn't. You know why?
Yes, I would.
What? Because you think that your footage on your tiny little camera with the
memories, mate,
with the speakers blaring, you're going to go home and go, remember that awesome thing I saw through my own screen? Yeah, I'll sit there by myself and just like,
it's like when people rewatch their weddings. They want to remember the time of their life that gave them good feelings.
And I don't think anyone's ever rewatched a wedding.
Trust me, they do. Your grandma used to make you watch a wedding.
Here's the
right?
thing. I want to know what annoys you at concerts. Maybe it's gym junkies showing off their man boobs, or maybe it's aggressive people that spit on you. That was actually Miley Cyrus last night. She spat on people. 131060. What annoys you when you go to a concert?
Annoy me.
What annoys you at concerts? What do people do that gives you the irrits? For me, Dan, I was saying last night, people with their phones out the whole time, just live in the moment, just enjoy it. It's there, it's high resolution.
Well, I get it, but it was Miley Cyrus at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre. It was pretty big. Some people wanted to go to sleep re-watching her. I get it.
Now, let's take your calls on this. We've got Lisa from O'Halloran Hill, is that right? You on, Lisa? Are you there, mate? What gives you the irrits at concerts?
Oh, maybe we should go to Robbie then.
Robbie.
Hello, Robbie. How you going?
Howdy, guys. How are we?
Good. Robbie, what annoys you at concerts?
What annoys me at concerts would have to be when you've lined up for about 2 hours to see your favourite act and then some jerk right in front of you jumps up onto your shoulder and you can't see a thing.
I'm 100% with you on that, mate. Don't you reckon they better be damn good looking if they're going to block your view the whole right? That should be the rule.
Well, I didn't pay $200 to go see them. That's all I can say.
No, yeah, 100% right. with you, Robbie.
Yeah, see, I'm down with it. I'm down with everything.
Yeah, that's because you're probably the kind of girl that gets up on the shoulders.
Yeah, you're right.
What about Lisa and O'Halloran Hill? Lisa, what annoys you?
How you going, guys? Loving the new show, by the way. It's fantastic.
Thanks very much, Lisa. All right, what annoys you at concerts?
I would have to say the whole participation factor. Like, people complain that big acts don't come to Adelaide, and then when they do, like, we just sit there and... you know, Miley had to ask everyone, like, last night 10 times to stand up and dance and get involved. It's a bit embarrassing, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. And she swore a lot as well, which would make anyone stand up,
yeah,
I think.
She seemed pretty annoyed last night, didn't she? She was a bit like, Adelaide, you sleepy buggers.
Yeah, that's what it kind of felt like. And it's like, well, we can't complain that we don't get the big names if when they come, we don't, like, appreciate them and get up and get involved.
Were you going mental?
Well, I was lucky enough to be in a corporate box, but I feel like
Your Highness. Come on, people, dance. Dance beneath me. We were out the front of Miley Cyrus last night.
Yeah.
A lot of people loving it.
Oh, of course. It was at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre, and we were there for an outside broadcast that we were doing. There were so many fans. They love her, don't they?
They do. Some people don't love her, though, and I tracked down the Street Preacher Church. You might see those guys on Arundel Mall.
Yeah.
And I saw one of their guys there, and we had a little chat about his love of Miley Cyrus. He had this to say.
14 to 15-year-olds, scantily clad. You've got this thing coming out here that is totally pornographic in its presentation. It's designed to be a role model for this next generation. You've got parents that are deluded to think that they're coming to a nice family-friendly type of deal. But you've got someone who is using obscene language, encouraging, some of the songs are encouraging the use of She's got a finger out there that is supposed to be for examples of
So obviously not a huge fan. So
he He didn't sound like he was having a good time.
No, and he was out there preaching, he had a strong opinion, so I decided just to ask him some questions just to clarify his thoughts on Molly a little more.
Did you see some of the people here pointing their bum towards me? I mean, I have no desire to see someone on their fours like some sort of Darwinian monkey.
I thought you guys didn't believe in Darwin.
I don't.
Where did Darwin come from?
They're trying to make it look like we're going back to that, but that's a degradation of who God made. God made us perfect in the first place, but through disobedience...
Oh, I don't know if he made us perfect. I've got very ugly nipples. Very hairy.
Yeah, but through pride, we lost that place of beauty. You know, they were naked in the beginning and weren't ashamed. Nowadays, I see women out here...
Hold on, but...
almost naked, but they're not ashamed.
So he then started to have this conversation about how the girls dressed there with too shorter clothing were degrading themselves. But then he said that we should go back to Adam and Eve times. And I thought, what, mate, do you want these girls to just put on a fig leaf? What, do you want more clothes or less?
Well, clearly he wants less clothes, which is what Miley Cyrus is all about.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. That's what I thought. I thought, well, she's just taking us back to Adam and Eve times. Anyway, he obviously hated it a lot. But then I wanted to just know what his thoughts on the music were and asked him this. Now, I'm with you 100%, but let me ask you one question. As much as you don't like the music, the lyrics. Let's say that you don't like the lyrics and what it stands for. When you hear that beat come in, come on, you got to tell me you just want to pop and lock that booty.
No, I do not.
And I can tell you one thing, he definitely did have one twerk. He couldn't help it.
Are you dating someone that looks like your ex? Or the same as your ex, in fact. 131060, because I'm in a bit of an awkward situation at the moment. One of my girlfriends had a pretty rough breakup. This guy was not good. Let's just go.
Was this Sam Frost? Was she dating The Bachelor? Is that what went
Pretty
on?
Much. It was one of those situations. Mm-hmm. He cheated on her, ended up leaving her. Anyway, she's got this new dude, so we're all really excited. Yep. We're like, yeah, good on you, girl. Moved on. The guy is a replica of the ex.
Right.
He's exactly the same, to the point that when she brought him out to introduce him to us, I was like, oh, they're back together. And then I was like, no, that's just the same guy, well, but not.
In the same way, Danny, though, if you like iPhones, you just get the iPhone, you just update the software. You know what I mean? She's got the same hardware, and she's just changed the software. She's got a different personality in there.
See, this is, it does make sense. So my theory on that is I've had that situation once where I was the one that got dumped. I wasn't over my ex. So every guy that I dated looked exactly the same as him. It was almost like I was trying to reinvent what I had. And I'm worried that this is what she's trying to do. Are you similar? Like, do you do that when you have a breakup?
No, man, I'm like the absolute opposite. Like, I date someone and then, let's say I date like a girl with blonde hair that's really, really long. And I'll instantly even date a bloke afterwards. You know what I mean? I go...
Amos and Danny for breakfast.
New tuna pasta salads by John West. In supermarkets now.
The new Hit 107.